Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business and get it on this podcast. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the perks that the plumbing industry is throwing around to attract and retain talent, and the controversy and publicity generated by a gym owner in Alabama. Those stories after this. A business is only as strong as its people, and every hire matters. So don't settle for posting and then hoping the right person will find your role and apply. LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find the best hires. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Did you know 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry? Go to linkedin.com/now and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/now for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. Again, linkedin.com/now. The annual median pay for plumbers, pipe fitters, and steam fitters was nearly $53,000 a year in 2017, according to federal data, but it isn't uncommon to see jobs advertised for far higher wages, from $70,000 up to six figures. That said, they sure are hard to find, hire, and retain these days. That's why Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz says, drained from a labor shortage, the plumbing industry is throwing all kinds of perks at plumbers. Jennifer, how so?
The plumbing industry is really scrambling for workers. U.S. job openings hit a record 6.6 million in March. And the construction industry, where the plumbers are heavily employed, is seeing one of the largest jumps. So they're having to really compete with other companies to hire plumbers and worry about losing their plumbers they do hire. So they are borrowing a page from Silicon Valley and offering all kinds of perks that you would not expect to see at a plumbing office.
Wow. Like what? What'd you find?
Well, I went to one place in Fort Collins where they have an on-site, craft beer tap, kitchen with locally roasted espresso beans. There's a putting green, a smoker for brisket lunches. They're working on a yoga studio. You have companies offering on-site massages. Quiet room, like a plush room with insulated walls, and then there's a sound machine with audio of ocean waves. There's lots of free food, free breakfast. Company out in Nevada on free laundry service, a suite at the Arizona Cardinals game.
Come on.
It's pretty interesting.
Boy, if these guys are so in demand, how do they have time to enjoy any of that?
Right. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think they're not taking time off during the day, but they're able to, they're able to come into a place. Like one place I talked today, I have a hot breakfast, 7 a.m. every day, like a big full breakfast with sausage gravy and biscuits, or they have things after work too, and they also have some. They're offering things like concert tickets and things that these people could do on their free time. Week in Paradise, Hawaii trips. One company out in Oregon, they have a company-owned beach house and condo on the Oregon coast, and they'll provide that to people. And then this one plumbing company out in Utah, they're worried about their workers getting poached by other companies. Yeah. So if they suspect that's happening, they will just whisk them away on company time for a half day, like for jet skiing and then there's another company I talked to, they're brand new trucks and swag and that kind of thing and indoor basketball court, a company out in Wilder, Kentucky, they have this a very big kitchen and space, and their employees can use it any time for their own personal family parties.
Thanks, Jennifer. Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. And the owner of a gym in Alabama is not backing down from a sign advertising his business that has stirred up a bit of controversy. Scott Campbell, the owner of Pell City Fitness, has come under fire for a sign that was put up in Pell City, with officials telling him, according to the Washington Post, to take it down or risk a fine. The billboard reads, quote, "Tired of being fat and ugly? Just be ugly," implying that joining the gym will help change at least one thing that you don't like about yourself. Instead of taking down the sign, Mr. Campbell posted a video on his Facebook page in front of the sign to gather support, saying that he's working with the city manager to resolve the issue and explain that he wasn't trying to offend anyone. He goes on to explain that he once weighed 300 pounds as an Alabama state trooper before an incident with a suspect pushed him to lose weight, and he's hoping to push others to follow in his footsteps. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.